Okay, so Kate Pinchuk is absolutely extraordinary. You're going to hear all about her now if you don't know her already. She's an absolutely outstanding person. She was in Johannesburg. We had to snatch her. She's one of the funniest people in the country. We had to snatch her for Laugh Race before she left Joburg to fly to Cape Town. She's doing all kinds of things. And so she did Laugh Race. Here it is. Kate Pinchuk is a stand-up comedian. She's been in a bunch of commercials. She's got specials and live comedy performances that have been on a bunch of streaming services. And you're a SAFTA-nominated actress!
Yay! Thank you, guys.
What's it for?
For Tali's Baby Diary, which is season 2 of Tali's Wedding Diary for Taryn Wiener.
So you're a SAFTA nominee for Best Supporting Actress.
Yes.
And I was so lucky a few months ago to be in Cape Town to see your first ever full comedy special, Trash Mouth, which since then has toured at Makanda Arts Festival as it's returned at Arts Fest. You performed it in Johannesburg. I think it is hysterical. How's it feeling now?
Thank you. It feels a lot better now. You saw like the very, very first version, so it was like just basically a list of all my jokes, and now it has like a structure. So Mojack Lahoko's directing it, and he helped me find like a structure and a shape and kind of overarching narrative. I feel like it's in a much stronger place now. The Joburg show was great. I'm doing Durban later this year, Cape Town later this year.
Amazing.
Hopefully Joburg again, I think, because a lot of people missed this show because they were quite limited tickets.
Yes.
I'm just going to say that. It makes me sound extremely popular. And that's the impression that I'd like to give the world.
Yeah, it works even better when you explain that it's what you're trying to
achieve. Yeah. No, it works very well.
Kate Pinchuk, PR titan of South African comedy. And you admitted quite freely in the shows it's about being young, about being a woman, about being South African, and about being Jewish and going through all these things.
Yeah.
Of course, I was sitting in a room with many Jewish people, Jewish women who were losing their but like absolutely losing their minds.
Yeah, it was cool. Do you know what has been so weird is the show has attracted so a lot of Jewish people because I'm Jewish, but a lot of mother daughters. Over the festival, I had a bunch of like mothers and daughters. I had like a mother and son. And so I think because I'm talking about some stuff that's like kind of taboo and shameful, like sex, it kind of opens up a conversation for them to have without talking about each other. They can talk about me.
Interesting.
But I don't know. That's my theory. Also, I feel like there's not a lot of entertainment directed at women. I think there's not a lot of stuff targeted at women.
You're totally right. Let me just add a little bit of spice to this mix. One of the people in attendance with me on that opening night was Kate's boyfriend, now husband.
Yes.
Kate just stuck out her tongue and went,
I know. So husband word is life. I find that word, I only say husband when I'm trying to be difficult. Like, if someone isn't giving me good service at a shop, I'm like, well, I'll see what my husband will do about that. But other than that, I don't really say it. It feels, I don't know, it makes me feel old.
Okay, so what are you calling him still, boy?
Spouse A, because that's what he's listed on the Home Affairs documents.
Spouse A! Who's B and C? Is
I'm
it a prospect?
B. No, we don't have C. We're very monogamous. It's very boring.
I didn't know that there's a spouse A and a spouse B.
Yeah, you have to choose who's who. And
really?
I was like, you can be spouse A because I'm writing the form out. I'll be kind.
I love this.
I make a lot of jokes about you on stage.
So many.
So he's cool with it. He like, so I check everything I talk about. I check with him first and he's like, why are you checking with me? And I'm like, because a lot of people wouldn't be okay with this. I don't want to, I'm not trying to paint him in a bad light. He's a very nice man.
Yes.
And usually I'm trying to paint myself in a bad light, which is, or like the doctor in that story, who was a nightmare.
Kate Pinchuk is here. Laugh Race, we invite the funniest people in South Africa to compete against the clock in a completely unique competition. And many comics don't want to do it, by the way, simply because you know the pressure of standing in front of a crowd trying to get them to laugh. But this is absolutely different. It is, you need to get me, then Tabo, then Mon, and then Chloe to laugh in turn to a clock. And comics get stressed. They're like, no, that's not my style of comedy. They also hear the other people who've done it. Dylan Oliphant, Yasin Barnes, Chester Missing, a puppet's even done it. Lindy Johnson, these are some big
look,
names.
If a puppet can do it, surely.
If the puppet can do it.
Surely I can do it.
Surely you can do
it. Chester's a very funny puppet.
He's a
look,
very.
I think this is the thing. Comedians, we are so starved for attention and approval. I will do anything. I will literally do anything. You asked me to do this, and I was like, this might be difficult. I don't care. I did comedy the other night over the sound of a generator.
It is like a drug. Hey? All the comments are telling me that during COVID it was like relapse.
Oh.
No, not relapse. It was called turkey.
It was. It was so hectic. You had to like develop as a human being.
Yeah, you had to come into yourself.
Like,
Excellent. Beautiful. Well, let's see how good you are a match for Laugh Race. Okay. I can't wait. Kate Pinchuk is going to be doing Laugh Race for you very next up. The funniest people in this country only get invited to do this, and she's going to be doing it for you next.
See ya.